I'd like to call this meeting of the Planning and Development Committee meeting to order on April 3rd, 2023. Quarter agenda, it is my turn to do the invocation. So
let us pray. Father God, we glory and delight in your presence. We thank you for your goodness and your grace. We thank you for keeping us in the holy hush of your unchanging hand. As we gather together today, we seek your face. We ask for the presence of your spirit, guide our minds, guide our thoughts. Help us make decisions that are pleasing in your sight to the benefit of all the citizens of Greenville County. This petition, we ask in your name. Amen. You have before you the minutes from our meeting of March 6th. I'd like to entertain a motion for the minutes at this time. Are there any corrections or additions? Hearing none, all in favor, let me know the word aye. No opposes, ayes have it. First item, CZ 2023-016.
Our first docket is CZ 2023-16. The property is located at 119 Watson Road in Fountain Inn. The applicant is Deborah Kimmel for Francis Bronwyn Jones. The 10-acre subject property consists of one parcel and is located 0.2 miles south of the intersection of Watson Road and Fairview Church Road and currently contains a single-family residence. This is the zoning of the surrounding area. The subject property outlined here is zoned RR1 Rural Residential District, and the request is for AG Agricultural Preservation District. You can also see the surrounding property zones. The applicant states that the proposed land use is agricultural. This is the subject site and photos showing the area surrounding the subject site. Staff is of the opinion that the requested rezoning to AG Agricultural Preservation District would be consistent with the zoning of the parcel to the north. Additionally, the requested rezoning to Agricultural Preservation District aligns with the planned Greenville County Comprehensive Plan, which designates this parcel as rural. Based on these reasons, staff recommends approval of the requested rezoning to AG Agricultural Preservation District. Planning Commission also recommended approval. Mr. Chairman.
You've heard the presentation. What's the pleasure of the committee? Motion to approve. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, let it be known with aye. All opposed, ayes have it. So ordered. Next item. All right.
The next docket is CZ 2023-19. The property is located at 2 Hatcher Creek Street, Hatcher Creek Street, and Ellis Mill Street in Simpsonville. The applicant is Dr. Stephen Jones of Arrow Properties LLC for Arrow Properties LLC. The 0.36-acre subject property consists of one parcel and is in the Griffin Park subdivision off of West Georgia Road and currently contains a commercial building and vacant land. This is the zoning of the surrounding area. The subject property outlined here is zoned NC Neighborhood Commercial, and the request is for Neighborhood Commercial Major Change. You can also see the surrounding property zones. The applicant states that proposed land use is a pediatric medical office. An existing building is on site, and the applicant has proposed to change the exterior storefront and windows as needed. An additional parking lot is proposed across Hatcher Street. Hatcher Creek Street, the applicant is proposing to allow medical and dental office, professional office, and or neighborhood post office as a permitted use in the review district. This is the subject site and photos showing the area surrounding the subject site. Staff is of the opinion that a successful rezoning to neighborhood commercial district major change would allow for a change of uses that would not have an adverse impact on the surrounding area. The development would have to meet the following condition: submit a final development plan for review and approval prior to the issuance of any land development or building permits. Based on these reasons, staff recommends approval of the requested rezoning to neighborhood commercial district major change with the aforementioned condition. Planning Commission also recommended approval with condition. Mr. Chairman.
You've heard the recommendation. What is the pleasure of the committee? With the conditions? Move for approval with conditions. Any further comments, questions, discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, let it be known by the word aye. All opposed, ayes have it. Next item.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next docket is CZ2023-20. The property is located on Old Bramlett Road in Greenville. The applicant is Matt Carter of Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, where Elaine means hogbook and Aaron means melon. The 120.89 acre subject property consists of two parcels and is located 0.2 miles west of the intersection of West Blue Ridge Drive and Old Bramlett Road and currently contains vacant land. This is the zoning of the surrounding area. The subject property outlined here is zoned FRD, Flexible Review District, and the request is for Flexible Review District major change. You can also see the surrounding property zones. The applicant states that the proposed land use is single family residential. This is the proposed site plan. The applicant is proposing 285 single family detached residential units, which is 15 units less than 300 that are currently allowed. The minimum lot width is proposed to be 40 feet wide, which is less than the previously approved 50 foot minimum lot width. This is the subject site and photos showing the areas surrounding the subject site. Staff is of the opinion that a successful rezoning to Flexible Review District major change to allow for a maximum of 285 single family residential lots is consistent with the previously approved documents for this district, as well as the future land use map and the planned Greenville County Comprehensive Plan. The development would have to meet the following conditions: submit a final development plan for review and approval prior to the issuance of any land development or building permits. Based on these reasons, staff recommends approval of the requested rezoning to Flexible Review District major change with the aforementioned condition. Planning Commission did not provide a recommendation. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. This is one that's been going on for a minute. Can y'all explain again, because you know, just the Planning Commission, half of them want it, half of them don't. And the road improvements that would have to be done is supposed to be the reason we were reducing the lot sizes back down. Can somebody explain to me or refresh my memory what road improvements would have to be done?
Let's see, I'm not 100% sure on that. I don't know if I'm not sure what those recommendations were from Roads and Bridges.
Is this working?
You're close enough with me.
Okay. It's my understanding that it's the improvements along Old Bramlett Road, which is very narrow, you know, county neighborhood road. And so, you know, it requires some extensive improvements. And that's my understanding.
Okay. We're back to the original lot size from the first time before it was changed. Question. Mr. Blunt had asked about sod. Now don't laugh at me now. I'm just asking, is that a requirement that we can do, or is it not that we can require?
This being a flexible review district, this is something that we consider as, you know, negotiating with the zoning with it. So if that's something that the council would like, that is definitely a condition that you could place, you know, as to the material that is used to, you know, as a feature of the site.
Okay. What I would suggest, since it's been going on, 8 months now, is we move it along. I pray that the road improvements actually get done, which I believe they will, but some don't believe it. And because Mr. Blunt asked, can we make that a condition that sod be done? I just could not foresee them throwing some straw out there with some fertilizer and grass seed, but is that a requirement we could add in?
If the council so chooses, yes.
Mr. Barnes, if you would, sir, could you make a motion with approve with the conditions, but also add that the yards be sodded, which would be a request from Mr. Blunt. And if Mr. Blunt don't like any of this, then we can deal with it when it gets to the floor.
Staff presentation for approving conditions.
conditions that we had to
decide. Y'all follow that?
Follow it indeed.
What guidelines do we have in the hill to the road?
Well, it's an FRD anyway, so staff will help control that. And he and I were getting along so well. Now she's not here today. This is it again.
This is from the applicant. Like the applicant's engineers here.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chairman, just to confirm, that is to have sod planted on all the residential lots in the common area, all that? Is that
yes.
It? Okay.
Any other questions regarding Mr. Barnes's motion? Y'all straight at staff, what we trying to do?
Sir, I have the condition.
No further discussion. All in favor, let me know where I. All opposed.
Aye.
Hello, Mr. Harrison. I kept wondering where was this lag coming from.
Sorry about that. Hey, Mr. Chairman.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Any speeches?
Not tonight. Not over Zoom. Only in person.
Next item.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next docket is CZ 2023-21. This is to amend Article 4 definitions, Article 6, Table 6.1, uses permitted, uses by special exception and conditional uses, and Section 6.2, use conditions 28, single family and multifamily residential in C1, C2, and C3 commercial districts of the Greenville County Zoning Ordinance. This text amendment is to update the language of the zoning ordinance to allow mixed use development or residential use in conjunction with commercial use. It will not permit residential uses as the only use on a parcel in commercial zoning districts. Zoning staff is proposing the changes summarized below. 1, to remove the definitions from condition 28 and place them in Article 4 definitions. 2, to remove single family, attached and detached, multifamily and two family duplex as a permitted conditional use in Table 6.1 in these commercial districts. 3, to add mixed use developments and mixed use structures as a new use category in Table 6.1 as permitted by condition in the NC Neighborhood Commercial District and C1, C2 and C3 commercial districts. 4, to amend condition 28 to remove provisions for single family and multifamily and other necessary changes for the mixed use development and mixed use structure regulations. Staff is of the opinion that the proposed changes, which will only allow residential uses in commercial zoning districts as part of a mixed use development or mixed use structure, will prevent commercial zoning districts from being used for residential development. Additionally, the proposed changes keep with the intent of the commercial districts outlined in the zoning ordinance. Based on these reasons, staff recommends approval of the proposed text amendment. Planning Commission also recommended approval. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. T, isn't the same thing we just looked at like a month ago?
That's right. We initiated it about a month ago. And so we had the public hearing. Now it's here for your consideration.
So it's like a little merry-go-round.
That's right. It's got to start somewhere. And so it starts in this committee and then winds its way back here.
Tell my illustrious colleagues whose idea this was.
It was yours, sir.
Thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, while I'm speaking, there is one thing the first time. No, I'm sorry. It was at the zoning public hearing. Councillor Harrison asked a question of staff as to whether or not there was a minimum requirement for the amount of commercial that needed to be included in right. within the district. And so just in the spirit of following up on that, I spent some time going back and reading the State Enabling Act. And while it's not an apples to apples comparison, state law under the Plan Development District does require a minimum of 20%, say if you have residential and commercial, you have to have at least 20% of one of those uses. And so, you know, something for the committee to discuss would be creating some kind of minimum requirements for the amount of commercial that needs to exist for residential to also exist within the C1, C2, C3 and neighborhood commercial districts. And Josh can speak to an example within an existing PD of where, you know, we're at a point now where, well, I'll just let you talk briefly, briefly.
Yeah, there's a specific PD we have. It's an older PD. It was developed prior to the current Planning Enabling Act that puts in place the requirement to have a mix of uses in a planned development district. But they did do it that way. They did plan to have a mixture of uses, a commercial component and a residential component. The commercial component is still yet to be developed. I don't know if it will be. So technically we have a single use development in a PD. So this would kind of help put that regulation. So we're not entering into something that is only developed as a single use. So it kind of helps put that requirement in there to make sure it gets developed as council just, you know, desires it to be done.
Do you have a recommendation as to what percentage should be? Because, you know, we get ready to grapple with that with the affordable housing piece too, with the mixed use component and do you not, how much? Did y'all have an idea?
We do. I've had a conversation with staff, and the county attorney was out the latter part of last week, so I haven't been able to get his input yet. I would be interested in having a formal staff recommendation if this is something that the committee wishes to explore further.
Mr. Harrison, it was your idea. You brought it up. You want us to hold this and let staff work on this some more and bring back some percentage requirements?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm kind of, I don't mean indifferent in a negative way. I'm indifferent on how to proceed. If we want to go ahead and send this through and then come back with percentages, my only thing, T, and you might, and I appreciate you looking into this, but my question, I guess, and this might be completed when the UDO is done and finalized, but my understanding would be we'd have commercial districts, we'd have residential districts. Anytime there is a mix of uses, there would be a separate mixed-use district. Am I wrong by thinking of that? And if that's correct, then my opinion would be we need to have multiple mixed-use districts, you know, with kind of different percentages or different range of percentages is kind of my thought. But that's just where my mind's going. I'm up for whatever staff recommends to look at.
You know what? That's really good. It's just got to go to 3 readings, so we could send it on.
Mr. Harrison, I don't believe that's where we're headed at this time.
Well, then
Chris makes a point. You want to send it on and just because it has to go through two more readings and yes. Give them a chance to bring back an amendment then, that way we don't hold it up?
Agreed. Yes, I'm good with that.
We're good? All right. Good. Need a motion to forward it on the full council. Any further discussion? All in favor, let me know by the word aye.
Aye.
All opposed, ayes have it. So we'll leave it to you guys to get us the percentage amendment as it goes through the process.
Right. Our next docket is CZ 2023-22 to amend Article 6, Section 6.231, Automobile and Personal Motorized Vehicle Sales and Rental of the Greenville County Zoning Ordinance. This text amendment is to add additional language to Condition 31 to allow for changes to automobile and personal motorized vehicle sales and rental facilities that are currently existing and do not meet the 1 acre minimum that is required by Condition 31. Staff is proposing to add the following language. Minimum parcel size only applies to new developments and does not apply to existing non-conforming automobile or personal motorized vehicle sales and rental lots that do not currently have 1 acre and are existing at the time of this amendment. The proposed change only applies to existing automobile and personal motorized vehicle sales and rental lots that do not meet the minimum lot size. Staff is of the opinion that the proposed changes will allow property owners to maintain and update the facilities on these sites. benefiting the subject parcels as well as adjacent property owners. Based on these reasons, staff recommends approval of the proposed text amendment. Planning Commission also recommended approval. Mr. Chairman.
This is a result of a little motorcycle shop down in Dan's district. Isn't that it? The motorcycle thing? Okay.
There have been other instances where the same situation has come up, but that is the most recent. Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Yeah.
This new business spot is existing, correct?
Existing. To allow the existing business, because the new ordinance doesn't allow it. But you don't want to just knock this guy because it's only like a few square feet short. Right?
The situation was the business wanted to expand by means of adding an office. But due to the minimum parcel size of being 1 acre, he didn't have 1 acre. So he could not expand. He could not expand a non-conforming use.
Right.
And so therefore, this situation would allow him to be able to do that.
Okay. Motion.
Mr. Chairman, move approval.
Motion for approval. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, let it be known. Word aye.
Aye.
All opposed, ayes have it. Next item.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our next docket is CZ 2022-74. The property is located at Augusta Road and West Georgia Road. The applicant is Chad Carson of Divine Group for Ann K. Bowling as successor trustee of the Grace H. Kleinschmidt Irrevocable Trust. The 10.2-acre subject property consists of one parcel and is located adjacent to the intersection of Augusta Road and West Georgia Road. The parcel currently contains vacant land. This is the zoning of the surrounding area. The subject property outlined here is zoned RR1 Rural Residential, and the request is for C3 Commercial District. You can also see the surrounding property zones. The applicant states that the proposed land use is commercial. This is the subject site and photo showing the areas surrounding the subject site. The subject parcel zoned RR1 Rural Residential is located along Augusta Road, a 5-lane state-maintained arterial road, and West Georgia Road, a 2-to-3-lane state-maintained collector road. The Plan Greenville County Comprehensive Plan designates the parcel primarily as rural corridor, with a portion designated as suburban mixed use. Additionally, the South Greenville Area Plan designates the parcel as transitional residential and transitional commercial. Staff is of the opinion that the requested rezoning aligns with the existing plans and permits uses that are compatible with the surrounding area. Based on these reasons, staff recommends approval of the requested rezoning to C3 Commercial. Planning Commission also recommended approval. Planning and Development Committee held the docket on September 19th and October 3rd of 2022 and February 6th of 2023. Mr. Chairman.
My question, Josh, why does this keep coming back?
Nate,
it's not like my daughter. She's keep asking for a cell phone. 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 Jeez.
They have narrowed down some use. And so that was the... I think the concern was the use, and that has been, I think, nailed down at this point. So that's why they decided that they've already have it. So we had left it to hold for 3 months back in February, but shortly after that February meeting, I think the use kind of landed in their lap. So they decided to go ahead and bring it back.
And there's no sewer there still, right?
Not that I'm aware of,
huh?
Not since February when we met. I don't know if any.
How do we do? I mean, I talked to him, and then I know it's a little small commercial. How do you do that with no sewer?
I mean, there, I don't know.
And that's right beside South Greenville Fire Department, that corner lot. Right?
I know exactly where it is. Yeah,
the all the way back in the cemetery. That's where it stops.
So that's a ways off.
Half mile. Maybe
if the applicant's here, maybe they might be able to answer. I'm not, if I'm not able to. So
they here. Come on up. This has been really this like persistent widow just keeps coming back and keeps coming back.
Yes,
what the obviously the big concern when before we couldn't get a pin down what was going to go there. Nobody could, no, they needed sewer, but it was basically cost prohibitive to run it there. So
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do to make good use of this property with no sewer access?
The intent would be to develop something that would be a low sewer demand, whether it's a plumbing business, a landscaping business, something that would have a very low, that could rely on septic. And you know, those businesses typically, especially with the size of that parcel, you can set aside enough property to where you're not going to, a plumbing business or, you're just talking about a few people a day using the restroom.
Right. Okay. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, can we just get his name for the...
Oh, yeah. Give us your name and address for the record.
My name is Leif Busby. My address is 16 Weatherby Drive, Greenville, 29615.
Thank you, sir. No, it's mine. Yeah.
You're right on the corner. Right?
I've been...
Right across the street.
I don't, I don't get to make motions as chairman, so y'all have to make the motions.
I make a motion to approve, Mr. Chairman.
We've been getting along so well today, Chris.
I know. I thought that's what you wanted, somebody to make a motion. So, but I will say, if I could add real quick, I will say I think this.
Yeah, you said no speeches over Zoom.
No, this is commentary, not a speech. I actually think this benefits well not having sewer, because we kind of get some of the benefits of a review district without it being a review district, because it kind of limits itself on what can go there, like you said, with septic. So I think this actually kind of get benefits of unintended benefits with that.
All right. Mr. Harrison made a motion for approval. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, let it be known by the word aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it, so ordered. Thank you, Mr. Harrison.
No problem, Mr. Chairman.
Next item.
Mr. Chairman, our next item, staff is requesting the Planning and Development Committee to approve and send forward to council the initiation of a text amendment to the Greenville County Zoning Ordinance that will amend Article 5, Section 59.7-8 patio or deck to amend the minimum square footage, which I have, and I apologize, I don't have the slide here in front of you, but essentially what it is under Section 59.7-8 patio or deck. This is coming out of the manufactured home section of the zoning ordinance under 5.9. Under this section, it states that for each manufactured home, there shall be constructed a permanent patio located adjacent to or attached to the manufactured home pad. The patio shall be at least 162 square feet in area of concrete or masonry construction. Each patio shall have sufficient gradient to direct drainage away from the manufactured home pad. The patio shall not be within 5 feet of the property line. In lieu of the patio, a treated wood deck of the same dimensions may be used. What staff is proposing is to change the size from 162 square feet in area to 16 square feet in area. The reason for this is because when someone's wanting to replace a stoop or a 4x4 landing meeting the building code requirements, they're not able to do so because of the 162 square feet of required deck around a manufactured home in a park. So we have gone back and we've researched, both Mr. Campbell and myself have researched back to when this section was put in the ordinance. There was no mention of any information about 162 square feet that we could find. I consulted with the building official, and he did, in fact, state that the minimum requirement is 4x4, 16 square feet. So that's why we've put the 16 square feet amount in there.
Okay. You've heard the request. Pleasure of the committee.
Question.
Yep.
4x4 is a 16. That's just a landing, not including steps.
That's just a landing. That meets all building code requirements for handicap accessibility to be able to get up and get around and do whatever you need to do. So that doesn't count for any steps, any ramps or anything. This is just the landing itself. And it would be a minimum, not a maximum. So they can go, however big. This would just be that minimum. Instead of being a minimum of 162 square feet, which is rather large, to the 16 square feet.
10.1 times 16 point something.
Yeah.
That's all I had.
So you're basically going from an 8x8 to a 4x4 if you want to.
Yes, sir.
8x8 is 64, that's 162.
Okay, yeah. Y'all, I just need a motion. Y'all doing all this math. Y'all have messed me up. Motion to approve is on the floor. Y'all want to do some more, man? Are we good?
We good.
All in favor, let it be known by word aye. All opposed, ayes have it. So ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We'll move forward with that text amendment to public hearing. Thank you.
Yep, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a request to initiate the adoption process of the Augusta Road Corridor Strategic Plan as an amendment to the Plan Greenville County Comprehensive Plan and to hold a public hearing in accordance with state law. Mr. Chairman, as you're aware, staff has worked with the community, stakeholders and residents, yourself, in the Augusta Road area, and have developed the Augusta Road Strategic Plan, Corridor Plan. I have a brief presentation if you'd like to see it.
Didn't it aggravate when that little bar always gets in your way and you're trying to do a share screen?
It always seems to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Just a second, bear with me. Get to the.
There you go.
Okay. So I'm going to share with you the vision statement of the Augusta Road Corridor Strategic Plan. It is to, well, I'm trying. Okay, we're ready. The Augusta Road Corridor will reclaim its status as the signature gateway into the city of Greenville and as a center of urban life and community pride for its neighbors. A reimagined multimodal corridor will connect people to goods and services, housing options, and job centers, and public and private investment will reinvigorate this corridor and bring energy and vitality back to this crossroads of Greenville's growth. As you know, we had a series of stakeholder engagement opportunities, as well as individual stakeholder meetings, public workshop and charrette in February of last year. And then since then, staff has been working to develop policy recommendations for the Augusta Road corridor. And we've had follow-up stakeholder meetings with area stakeholders. Here you can see a concept plan, a master plan of the northern area, just north of I-85. It includes commercial development and redevelopment opportunities, trail and greenway expansions, housing type, different housing types, including multifamily, attached single family housing developments. Here in the southern concept area, we have a mobility hub for all transit needs. We have opportunities for supportive housing for vulnerable populations, as well as business development and incubators. So that's a little bit of the strategy. As I mentioned, the major strategies include Swamp Rabbit Trail connections, commercial corridor design standards, mixed income and supportive housing, streetscape improvements, interstate beautification, and job training and business development. As an amendment to the comprehensive plan, the adoption process is as follows. At the committee's discretion, we can initiate a public hearing. A public hearing will be held, followed by first reading. Planning Commission will make a recommendation. It'll come back to PND here for you to make a recommendation. Again, just like the carousel you mentioned earlier. Second reading, followed by third reading, and an effective date of adoption. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman. I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Any questions of staff? I'm familiar with this. They've done a great job. You know, this was interesting. He says, supportive housing for vulnerable populations. Well, that's like really searching for words to choose them kindly and correctly. Now, you're talking about politically correct. That was politically correct. Supportive housing for vulnerable populations. There's an easier, shorter way to say that, right? And then you get total pushback, right? Yeah. Anyway, I'm just having a moment.
Yeah.
Any questions of staff? They've worked with, how long have been on this job, T? Year and a half? This is gonna be good though. And it's, and the timing is perfect, particularly with the growth and expansion of Lockheed with all the new jet creation that they're doing. And there's gonna be a signage and a whole bunch of stuff coming off 85 that'll show, you know, Greenville as the home, the global headquarters of the F-16. It's gonna be really good. I'm sorry, Mike, you ready to go? I'll entertain a motion, man, to start this process with the public here. Any one of y'all?
I would move that we start this process.
All right, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, let me know with an aye.
Aye.
Aye. There you go, Chris. Any opposed?
Chris.
He's on Zoom. He didn't want to be with us today. He said anything. He didn't want to be. Look, now he'll give a speech. Don't do that.
Hey, you gave your affordable housing speech.
I wasn't affordable.
No, that wasn't affordable. That was supportive. We'll have to have a discussion about. No, you know why I brought it up? Because I was in a meeting with Liz today, and we were talking about supportive housing, and that's why it was just still top of mind, I guess.
No, I liked it. It's good. I think it's a great plan.
Thank you. I'll buy you lunch next time I see you. No, better yet, I'll buy you dinner tomorrow night.
That'll work.
Anyway, did we carry the motion? We did. Y'all got anything else? And we 10 minutes over. One final motion. Motion to adjourn. All in favor? Aye. We're out.
See you. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.